5:11 left to play in the third quarter. 29-18. Lawson has made a little bit of a run here. Buckets by McNeely, Jacobson, and a couple of free throws from Huffman have helped their effort. Coming off the Chillicothe turnover on the inbounds play, Lawson, after the timeout by Chillicothe, three-pointer does not fall for McNeely, gets the offensive board. That shot doesn't fall for Jacobson, and another whistle on Chillicothe. Wow, the Lady Hornets left something in the locker room, I think. Third one on Williams. That's a big foul on Madison Williams. Third team foul, and Snyder will get her out of the game. First free throw is no good for Lawson. McNeely. And second one for McNeely is on the way, and that one's in. Makes one out of two. She's got seven, and it's a 10-point game. A couple of buckets here would be good for Chillicothe. I feel a little uneasy. Gilliland races down court. Gives it up top to Barnett. Pulls up a dribble. Goes over to Snyder, left wing. McKitty, baseline left, looking over the floor. Goes up top to Barnett. Loses it out of bounds. Tried to save from going back court, a bad pass. And there's another unforced turnover by Chillicothe. And this could make it a single-digit game. We could see just the opposite of what happened with Chillicothe Lawson boys. With the Lawson girls coming back from a big deficit. Oh, and are you, wow. That's a reach-in foul on Maggie Graves. Her third, team number four. So two players for Chillicothe have three fouls. And a blocking foul on Lawson. A little bit of a makeup call there. I think they're going to call Jacobson with that one. Jacobson with her third, first team foul. And Lawson will send in Kelsey Petz back into the game. And Jacobson comes out. Jones checks in for Graves now. 4:32 left in the third. 29-19, Chillicothe by 10. And Gilliland works it between the circles, loses it, gets it back, gets it to Barnett. Poked loose from behind by Huffman. And Snyder will inbound it in front of her team. Midway through the third, a 10-point lead for Chillicothe. It was 19 in the first half. Chillicothe's Gilliland has her pass tipped out of bounds, luckily, because Snyder had cut to the bucket. So Chillicothe not able to really get any sort of semblance of offense in gear right now. We've gotten lucky a couple of times there. Jones pulls off a dribble, gets it to McKitty. Cross court to Snyder. Quickly gives it to Barnett. Baseline jumper off the rim. Didn't get it to fall. At least he got a shot off that time. And this could make it single digits with Lawson now. 29-19. Step up the defense. McNeely doesn't get it to fall. Chillicothe the rebound by Jones. And Gilliland crosses the timeline with 3:33 left to play. Gilliland. Bounce pass into McKitty. She wasn't expecting it. That's a traveling. You're rolling around, and there McKitty reaches in and ties her up. Rolling around, I thought it could have been a travel. Tie up. We'll take the arrow, or we'll take the ball and lose the arrow. 3:22 left in a very slow third quarter here. Snyder gets it into McKitty, and McKitty lost it out of bounds. I'm not feeling comfortable with this 10-point lead just yet. Got to be honest. A lot of basketball left to be played. Chillicothe has managed just 2 points in this quarter. That's it. Sierra Rash being guarded nicely by Jones. Wow, another foul on Chillicothe. And I'm not contesting these whistles, just like, wow, we fouled again. Team foul number five. Huffman looks off a tray. Long range deuce for Sierra Rash. Is a miss. Gillicothe sends it down to Barnett, and she lost it out of bounds. Was Coach Parkey who's saying she was bumped, and the official shakes his head no. There's contact, but I don't know the rules, so we'll just say Chillicothe turnover, and here comes Lawson again. Lawson's had a lot of opportunities. At some point, they have to get frustrated by the fact they're still down by 10. And yet another foul on Chillicothe. That is on Gilliland. Gilliland with three. Williams with three. Graves with three. Guy in the third row has three, and so does the water boy. Fouls are 6-1. Lawson has the one. Chillicothe does have the lead, 29-19, and these fouls have been on the floor. That's helpful. But now it'll be a free throw shooting for Lawson the rest of the way, and they've had good success so far tonight. 8 of 11, I believe, something like that. On the three-point line, shot doesn't fall for Lawson, and wow, another foul. Oh, this one's going to go on Lawson this time as Huffman, baseline right. Her shot, I don't know what it is about her mechanics, but her shots from the outside tend to be a little hard and hits them hard off the backside rim. So if you're a coach, maybe you could tell me what she's doing wrong. Didn't really matter. Chillicothe's ball is the second foul on Lawson. I missed who it was on. Doesn't really matter. McKitty inside, doesn't get it to fall. Rebound tipped out of bounds to Lexi, and then her pocket is picked by Elena Rash. Timeout on the court. Chillicothe still by 10. Wake me up when something happens. A minute 57 left in the third on KCHI. So timeout on the court, 29-19, 1:57 left in the third. Williams with the only points for Chillicothe this quarter with a deuce. That's it. Lawson has outscored Chillicothe 9-2, but Chillicothe still leads by 10. They led by 19 at one point late in the second quarter. Lawson's basketball. And Elena Rash will inbound it to Huffman. Madison Williams has checked back into the ball game to add a little help at the point guard spot. Chillicothe has been struggling for the last couple of trips. Fakes the tray, drives in for the layup, doesn't get it to fall for McNeely. Goes over the back, nothing is called. Chillicothe gets the rebound because they boxed out nicely. Madison Williams, top of the key. A minute 30 left in the third. Free throw line. Nothing there for McKitty. On the line, nothing. Shot doesn't fall. Long range deuce for Williams doesn't fall. Rebound Lawson, and here come the Lady Cardinals. Kirsten Huffman up top of the key to Colby Chancellor. Right side now to Sierra Rash working against McKitty. And they bump it back up top to Huffman. 1 minute left. That's a three-pointer by Huffman. After missing five, she made her sixth. Now it's just 7 points. Under a minute to play. Chillicothe's got to step up and do something here. They'll lose the arrow unless it would tie up here, and now they throw it away. Here comes the Lawson Lady Cardinals, the sophomore team. Comes storming back, 31 seconds, 29-22 in the third quarter. And it's anyone's ball game. Chillicothe running away with it in the first half, and then just not that good of a third quarter for Chillicothe. Lawson, left side, Elena Rash. And traveling on Rash as she slips and falls. And Gilliland checks in. 9.6 seconds left. Snyder comes out. Third quarter about over. 29-22. Gilliland down court. Sends it underneath to McKitty. Can't get it to fall. Gets her own rebound. She's hacked. Two misses right in front of the bucket, but she'll get two shots at the free throw line. And in fairness, she was hacked her second time. Number three on McNeely for Lawson. First one is in for McKitty. There you go. 30-22. Isis Baker checks in to give Williams a little extra breather. And McKitty's second one doesn't get it to fall. For goodness sake, don't foul. And that's how the third quarter ends.